Today is Monday, April 22nd. The title for our devotional is Fellowship in the Spirit. Today we begin week 4 of our Power of the Spirit campaign. Remember, the key word when we talk about the Spirit is power. Spirit is the one who empowers the Christian life. Therefore, power in the Christian life is attained by greater surrender to the work of the Spirit in our lives. So far in this campaign, we've seen that the Spirit gives new resurrection life to the believer, Spirit empowers the believer to righteous living, and the Spirit is also the revealer of truth. This week, we're going to see how the Spirit of God is the sphere in which the church experiences unity and the one who empowers unity within the community of faith. Today, we're going to begin by looking at a brief survey of a few of the primary passages in the New Testament exhorting the church to unity. Interestingly, the Spirit makes an appearance in these passages on unity. 2 Corinthians 13:14. Paul writes, "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." This is Paul's benediction, his final pronouncement of blessing on the Corinthian church as he closes his second letter to them. And notice it's a Trinitarian blessing. He is invoking goodness from all three members of the Trinity into the lives of the believers. For our purposes today, we're only looking at the final one, fellowship of the Spirit. In our Advent campaign a few months back, we talked a good bit about this word for fellowship, koinonia. It means close association involving mutual interests and sharing. It was often used around the first century in the context of a marriage relationship. It implies unity. It implies mutual interest and purpose. It implies intimately bonded relationship and belonging to one another in community. The indwelling Spirit of God is a universal characteristic of Christians, as we saw in the first week from Romans 8:9. Because of this, our fellowship can be said to be then in the Spirit. Next verse is Philippians 2, 1 through 11, but we're just going to read 1 through 2. Paul writes, "Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and in one mind." He's going to go on to exhort the church at Philippi to do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, to consider others above yourself, not looking to your own interest, but the interest of others. And then he uses the example of Christ, who humbled himself in the incarnation and humbled himself to the cross, and then God exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is one of the most famous passages on unity in all of Scripture, apart from maybe John 17. But notice, and for our themes for this campaign, we're just going to focus on verse 1, where Paul, he's asking a number of hypothetical questions. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in his Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion. Right. So notice the word translated common sharing is really the same word for fellowship in 2 Corinthians 13:14. It's the term koinonia. This can refer to the fellowship believers share with the Spirit or the fellowship among believers that the Spirit produces. Okay. Now, I think if we were to ask Paul which one he meant, his answer would be yes. Right. Both are true of the Spirit and both are necessary for our unity. This is a line that should be blurred and that he's trying to blur here. Fellowship with God leads to fellowship with the community of faith. This is his whole point in the passage. The implied answer to all of the if clauses is yes, of course. If you're a Christian, you've experienced these things. If one is a believer in Jesus, they have experienced encouragement from being united to Christ, comfort from his love, fellowship in the Spirit, tenderness and compassion. These are universal traits of the Christian life, so unity should result then. Fellowship with the Spirit of God produces unity with the Godhead, and unity with the community of believers. For additional content, I've linked you to all of Philippians 2, 1 through 11. It's just one of the best passages in Scripture, so I encourage you to give that a read today. For application today, I'm going to toss the ball to you. So in light of what you have just heard, what is one specific thing that the Holy Spirit is calling you to do this week?